And we're live.
What's going on, guys? How you doing? Brian Ozone, and you're in for another episode of Masters of the Galaxy podcast. And I'm along with the man, Dirt, from PopCultureNetwork.com this week. What's going on, Dirt?
I know, I'm a fill-in. You know, my first choice, but here I am.
You're always first choice, bro. You're always on the list. It's just our guys are always busy, so we're trying to figure out the logistics of it. We may have to change nights or do something or maybe tape the show or whatnot. We're still trying to figure it out. But we want to keep it going.
Actually,
so.
if anyone's watching right now, that another night of the week you think would work better for you as a viewer, or if you think having it taped instead of live might be better, you have any sort of
input,
any sort of opinion on the matter, you know, whatever it may be, let us know.
Yeah.
Send us a tweet on Twitter or a message on the Facebook page or something, you know, just let us know what you think.
Yeah. Get in touch with us. Let us know. We're here to please you. We are, whatever is the best for everybody. That's what we want to do. We want to get out. We're doing a show for everybody. So we're here to help, include you as well. So let us know what's good for you too. That'd be great.
All right. Well, for this week, before we get started in our main topic, is there any news or anything that you saw interesting on Facebook or anything you wanted to talk about before we got into the main topic?
To be honest with you, I've been a little busy actually. I went to an Ace Frehley concert Saturday night, and I'm building a studio, so I've really been busy. I haven't really been on the computer. I haven't seen anything. Nobody's spoken to me about things. I would like to say, though, there is this really cool, and I hope I don't get in trouble. I'm not sure I'm stepping out of bounds by saying this. There's a cool new page by my friend Sean Thorns. He has this page that does raffles and stuff like that. You just get in touch with me and I'll pass the knowledge on if it's acceptable, because I'm not even sure if I'm supposed to even say this. I don't know. So we'll see.
Yeah. Facebook doesn't tend to like groups that do raffles. So
yeah,
you might want to keep it a little on the low down.
Or yeah.
Down low, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
The hip kids are saying out there.
Yeah. Let us know, guys, what the new hip word is.
So the studio, what studio are you, music studio are you building?
I'm building a music studio. Well, I built it already in my garage. I've been playing drums since I'm 13, and I also play guitar and sing. I play a little bass. I had a few bands. I already made a demo. I've done things, but it hasn't really came to anything. I just put an ad out on Craigslist, and I had two people contact me about it. So, you know, looking to do something serious this time. So if any New Yorkers out there are listening and you play instruments, let me know. I'm in Howard Beach area, Queens. So get back to me on Facebook or any other way you know how if you want to jam.
So are they all going to be Masters of the Universe theme songs?
You know what? I would really love to do the theme song. I think it'd be pretty cool to do like a punk rock version of it, like a really like Ramones-esque type thing. I think it'd be sweet. I've actually heard like a heavy metal version of it. That was pretty cool. This guy blew me away. He did like this crazy. It was like the whole song was like this intense guitar solo, man. It was so sweet. He did it so good. It's on YouTube. You could probably find it. I saw it a couple of years ago.
All right. Well, then let's go ahead and get into the meat and potatoes of tonight's topic. I know you're not the biggest fan of the 5.5 vintage line, but
right.
As you know, Super 7 is bringing it back.
Which is awesome.
And they're going to be making some new characters. So I asked you to think about pop, think about new adventures, think about classics, some of the characters that have been made into figures that you think should go back into the vintage line and be made by Super 7.
Right. All right. Well, the first person that automatically popped into my head, well, I'm going to just, let's just say, besides the Lasers and the Giants, which I'm not going to include, but those guys that would like to be remade as well. And hopefully we do get those. But the first character or figure that I would like to be redone properly would be Bo. I would like to see him fit in with the rest of the male Buck characters. I think the version that we got just doesn't seem like it fits. I think that they should do him in the regular male Masters Buck and see how it looks. That would be my first choice. I'd really like to see how he would look. I think it would look interesting and maybe make him more beefy. You know, so we'll see, you know, that
that's, more beefy.
Yeah, you know, it's in question. Who knows? Maybe it's already in their mind to make it. I think it would be pretty cool to see him made that way. I've actually never even saw a custom of that style of him made yet. So I think it would be nice to see something like that made.
They made him in classics, though, right? Didn't they?
Yes, they did. They did make him in classics. So he does fit in. You know, he will fit in. But it just would be interesting to see him made. I think it would really be cool.
Okay. All right, so then who's your number two?
Well, I am, and it's not a secret, I am very New Adventures. I am pro New Adventures. So I am going to say that I would love to see one of the three He-Man made. Maybe, you know, see the ponytail. that version of the power sword. That I would like to see that He-Man made, you know, with the pants. Yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool to see and see how he fits in. It'd be something new and interesting. Again, and then, you know, you'd have to have the New Adventures Skeletor. His name, but the one with the hair, he has hair. He glows in the dark as well. The name is I just lost the name of the actual figure, but that version I'd like to see made, but they won't be doing the rooted hair, you know, so that'd be a little weird. But I think they could probably make it happen.
Well, and that was one of the things about the vintage Masters line is that it didn't have rooted hair.
No.
Whereas the She-Ra ones did, and that's part of the reason why a lot of boys didn't want the She-Ra toys and didn't want to mess with those. You know, I think it's lucky that Hordak was made as a Masters figure and not in the She-Ra line. It'd be interesting to see how they would have done him, you know, it's more tall and skinny. But I really like, you know, having him as a regular part of the Masters line.
Correct. Right. So, yeah, like I said, I've said before, I was lucky enough. My sister's 4 years younger than I. So she was into She-Ra. So I was able to, well, actually, you know, I kind of get her into She-Ra as well. So, you know, I had all the She-Ra figures, too, because when her birthday came, her birthday's in March, mine's in April. You know, get this, get that, get, you know, kind of brainwash her a little bit, and kind of worked. So I was able to get all the She-Ra figures as well, to play with. the She-Ra figures, the pop figures would be nice. You know, Scorpia, maybe a Propocatra, or Octavia. I mean, you know, there's a lot of cool pop figures that haven't been, made in the vintage classics line, that would look
so. I was gonna say the female characters in Masters were obviously made with a different body build that is more similar to what we got in the She-Ra line. So, do you want to see them just with non-rooted hair, or do you actually want to see them in like the He-Man Buck where they're like big? With, you know, the bended knees and the bended elbows.
Oh, like the battle action, like ready? Well, to be honest with you, I would like a brand new buck for the women, to be honest, because with the mega hips and I think they could do better with the with She-Ra, the new She-Ra doll. She looks kind of different. It looks like they are going in a new direction with the female buck. So it'd be interesting to see their next female figure that they make, whether it be a maybe like a Battleground blonde teal, or another pop figure. You know, with that's to be seen. But the She-Ra doesn't look like she has the wide hips like the Masters women did. And she totally has a different version, a different look to her than the pop figures. So that's to be seen. And the way the legs bend, that's kind of new as well, you know. So it's to be seen, I think, to see what happens, how they go forward with the women, the buck. I think it's definitely an improvement of what we've had in the past. I definitely like it. I think it's different, and it needed to be different because I think the She-Ra, although the She-Ra buck was better than, well, the pop buck was better than the Masters buck for the women, I do think that both of them need an improvement to fit in with the big bulky men of Masters,
Right.
you know, so.
All right, so then who else you got? You got anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I would like, oh, Jesus Christ. I just lost his name. The archaeologist. Oh man, what the heck is his name? I'm so bad with names, I forgot. It's like on the tip of my tongue. Oh man. Are you looking it up? I see he's looking, pointing
Yeah,
something.
I'm trying to
Yeah,
what?
he was in a few of the episodes. I can't think of his name. But he I would
In
even in even in the new classics line, I'd love for him to be made. They haven't made him yet, which is kind of crazy.
Stanlin?
No, Stanlin was the son of someone else that
Oh, Malaktha? How
Malaktha,
you say
yeah,
that?
Malaktha,
Yeah.
yeah. He, I believe, should be made because he was very his presence on the show was, you know, he was very keen to Masters like past the the caretaker of the museums or whatnot, and you know, yeah, there you go, that's great. He was the archaeologist. He went and brought them to Chakotay, the House of Chakotay. He to me, he should have been in more episodes. They should have made a figure of him. But for some reason, they never did. They never got to him, or they never maybe thought he was that important.
Well, and he
But I
also,
believe.
yeah, I mean, like he wasn't like a guy that would get into the fight though. Like he
Yeah,
wouldn't be
no,
there to
no.
scrap with
Yeah, exactly. So
Skeletor.
that's probably why. But on the other side of the coin, that's why I believe he is so important because he's more of a brain. You know what I mean? Like he's got the knowledge. Like an elder. He's like a living elder, so to speak. You know. So I would like to see him made. I think he would be really
So what's
cool
his
to
action
talk.
feature? What's his action feature going to be?
Probably cracking a code or figuring out like a hieroglyph or something, you know, pointing at this pointing at a
But how do
platform.
you make that into an action feature on a figure?
I don't know. That's up to
I mean, the only thing
Brian.
I think is like you have like a shovel. You could have a shovel in his hand that he digs,
Yeah,
you
that's up to
know?
Brian and the guys at Super 7 to figure out. But I think that he you know, especially now, even in the classics, they're doing now for the past couple of years, they've been doing all the relics and stuff like that in the Filmation. in a cartoon. So it'd be really cool for him to have, because he can explain, you know, if you're doing your own little storylines with your figures and toys and stuff, you know, he's there to explain to everybody what this could do, what this could be, what it could do, you know. He would be, to me, very important. I don't know why they haven't made him in classics yet. That to me is just a blur. I think he'd be really important to
All right.
have.
Anyone else? Is that the end of your list?
No. I mean, let's see. Like I said, I'm very pro new adventures. So, you know, I'd like to see Flipshot and Hydron made. I know a lot of people get nervous. You say Hydron because of the classics version, but I think they'd be pretty important. And then, you know, you're gonna have the bad guys. I'm a big Optic guy. I like karate. Then you're gonna, you know, you'd have to have, you know, maybe that Prince Adam version. You're gonna have to, you know, it'd be cool too just to have. I like to see King Grayskull, be honest with you, in a 5.5 line. See what they do with him, how they'd make him. You know, would they give him the cape? How would it look? You know, and even if they wanted just to do the bronze version, the statue version of him, you know, that'd be nice too. That'd be a nod, even if they didn't do the figure. You know, you have the figure, but he's the statue version.
You know, one thing I always thought would be interesting to see, and I don't know exactly how you'd make him, but I'd like to see a Cringer. You know,
Yeah,
like I
that would
know you
be
could take the
cool.
armor off Battle Cat and say it was him, but I mean, the whole point that Cringer was smaller and he looked
Yeah.
softer, he looked, you know,
Frailer.
fuzzier, you'd have him, you
Yeah.
know, flocked, you know, in this smaller size, because then you'd always do the thing where, you know, he'd go behind Castle Grayskull and then Battle Cat would come out, you know, do
Yeah,
some sort of
yeah.
transformation, you know, while you're playing with the toys.
Yeah,
So
yeah. No,
I think that's.
I agree. I think that's a good choice. You know, that's something I kind of overlooked. Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, even the classics version that we got, the one that came with Queen Marlena, I think it was cool that we got him, but I think they could have done a little bit of a better job. I understand they wanted to throw him in as like a throw in, which was great, and you know, the Four Horsemen, thank you. But you know, a proper version of just him. You know, we've gotten 16 different Hordaks already and 30 He-Mans and Skeletors. I mean, a Cringer, you know, I think it could be done. And, you know, it could be done in for a fair price as well. You know, I don't, it doesn't have to be too much articulation or craziness to him because it's basically just a little kitty cat. So, and you
Right.
could do him, and it could do him pretty much in size, keep him to scale to the figures. You know, they don't have to make him overly gigantic or big as Battle Cat, you know, without the armor, like you said. So that's why I don't think it would be that expensive to do. Hopefully. But, you know.
All right, so I started thinking. I told you to think of Masters of the Universe figures to fit the vintage line, but I started thinking of other outside of Masters that I think would fit in the vintage line that they should make
Oh.
to add
Oh,
in.
I can tell you thousands.
There are a couple that I think are they fit with Masters because of crossovers in the comics, whatever, but then there are a couple figures that I just think would fit the look of the
Okay.
way that buck was done in those days. So first, I think it's Superman. I think
Oh,
Superman's a
definitely.
no-brainer from the DC comics. He's also
Without a doubt.
big and bulky, strong guy, so he's going to fit that, you know, thicker body, muscular type figure that you're going to have with Masters. So I think he fits in well.
I 100% agree. I've seen many, many customs, whether they were great or terrible, he definitely fits in without a doubt. And as much as a lot of people may not want to admit to it, Superman is just as important to He-Man as his power sword is, because he was the person who really brought He-Man and the Masters into the world, period. If it wasn't for DC Presents 47, we would have never had Masters of the Universe. Well, we probably would have eventually at one point, but you know, maybe it wouldn't have been from DC, or you know, maybe things would be different, or who knows, or whatever the case may be. But Superman did bring Masters into the world as we know it. So yes, I agree, Superman. And like I said, I've seen Customs, good and bad, and he definitely fits in without a doubt. And I have to say, I would like to see Batman. I'm a big Batman.
Yeah, okay, so I was thinking Batman, but I wasn't thinking of regular Batman. What I was thinking of, if you remember, a few years ago, they did a line of Batman figures based off the Dark Knight Returns. Okay. And for the older, buffer Batman from Dark Knight Returns, they actually used the He-Man Classics buck as the body.
Right.
So therefore, I think it should be reversed. You do a Dark Knight Returns Batman in the vintage 5.5 style.
Yeah, I'm all for that as well. I think that would definitely work. Where you have Superman, you always have Batman to me. It's just hand in hand, even though a lot of guys may disagree, and you have your right to do that. But you know, they're intertwined, just like He-Man and Duncan, you know, Man-at-Arms is. You know, they're always going to be side by side. I agree. I flipped my lid when I found out that they were going to make that Batman in the buck of classics, because I was like, great, I can finally bring in Batman, you know. We have Batman that they did in classics version. The Joker they just did from The Dark Knight. They did Superman in The Dark Knight. I believe they did Armored Batman in the He-Man book. And I want to say there was another DC character. I think another Superman they did. I forget what version of him, but I believe there was another one. I do believe there was one more. But yeah, I think that was actually awesome that they did that, because you know, I was able to finally bring Batman into Eternia, so it was cool. Because you always to me I always thought of, you know, who had the better brain, Batman or Duncan? You know, Bruce or Duncan? So, you know, it's cool to have that now.
All right, another character that I think would be a key one that everybody always puts into the mythos is Lion-O. And I think Lion-O, big, strong, with the claw glove thing and with his sword, perfect fit for Master of the Universe.
I agree. And yes, that would be another figure that I said that I can say that I have seen many customs of him made in the old vintage line. And he automatically definitely fits in. And now with that crossover we just had last year,
you might not want to talk about that a whole lot. Don't talk too much about that.
I'm not going to get into the details. But we did finally get a crossover. The Thundercats, I think, do have a place and should have had a proper place many, many moons ago when the brains of both entities were the brains that could have made something work better, properly. So.
All right. And another one that I've seen customs and crossovers that people have done, I think it fits well with the lore, especially when you start looking at the outer space and the cosmic. Bring him in a two-pack with Rio Blast would be Brave Star.
I absolutely agree. And yes, there was supposed to be a crossover. He-Man and Rio Blast were supposed to make an appearance on Brave Star, or vice versa. Something was supposed to be done to bring each other into each other's worlds. They were supposed to have a crossover at one point, but they both ended, filmation, you know, stopped, and so we never got that far. So unfortunately, it was something never to be done.
All right, and then I got two more that are in no way connected to Masters of the Universe, but I think they fit in. And just real quick, if anybody's watching and you don't know what we mean by 5.5 or buck, What we're talking about is this style. So this is...
That's Hulk Hogan, brother.
Yeah, this is a Sun Gold bootleg off-brand one, but you can see that's the idea, is that vintage style of the Masters of the Universe figures.
And when we say 5.5, we mean 5.5 inches.
Right, right. That's the size of the figure. It's 5.5 inches from head to toe. So, and these Sun Gold wrestlers, even though it looks like a Masters of the Universe figure, the legs were attached with a ball joint. There's no rubber band in there. The midsection has just this little piece, you know, popping them together, made very cheaply, but still in that style. Also similar to the Rimco, the Conan, the Warlord. Mm-hmm. All of those tie-in lines. So,
well, the Masters Masters did the those type of ball joints with the with a Skeletor and He-Man. I believe, and maybe a few others. They did try that, and I think they were going to go in that direction as the line would have went further, but they stopped. It would have been nice to see that done.
Yeah. Most days when you look up action figure restoration, it's G.I. Joe and He-Man.
Right, the rubber bands, yeah. it's funny.
All right, so another one that I think fits, like when you look at this pose, I think fits perfectly, and that is RoboCop.
You think so? I think RoboCop,
the big bulky body, the way he, you know, you always have those deliberate moves on his behalf. Mm-hmm. Of the clunky walking and the big arms, the massive midsection, I think he fits that look. And then plus, you start getting into the sci-fi elements as opposed to the medieval elements, and you could easily have the lawman from the Earth, part man, part machine, you know, that comes over and joins with Masters of the Universe.
See, I never thought of that because I'm not a big RoboCop fan myself, but as you say it, I'm sorry, bro. I never got into it. It's just, I don't know. I watched the movie, don't get me wrong, but you know, I've seen him, but I'm just not huge, you know, I'm not a geek out on him.
But, well, next time you're on YouTube or something like that, watch the trailer for the original, you know, Paul Verhoeven 80s one. And you'll see the way he's walking and he's got the suit of armor on. Like he looks like he's in this pose through most of the movie, you know, like he's definitely built for that. So
that's not a bad, choice. I see where you're coming from. May I add some?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, I would love to see the Silverhawks made. I think they would fit in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not only are they another piece of, like, the Thundercats trilogy, because there's the Thundercats, Silverhawks, and what was the third one? The Sharks? I think Tiger Shark. Was it the Tiger? No, or something. I forget what the third part was, but there was three of them tied together. They had nothing to do with each other, but they were tied in some strange way. So I'm a big Silverhawks fan, so I would like to see that made. Even in classics, I would love to see some Quicksilver. I'd love to see him made. I've seen customs made. I think Joe made one recently, and he looked really, really good. Besides
Tiger Sharks is the other one. Tiger Sharks is
it is third, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
That trilogy is strange, but yeah. It is a trilogy. My other one is Black Star, of course. I'm a big Black Star fan, and for fans that may not know, in one of the Masters episodes, they did throw in a little tidbit as the camera faded away in one of the scenes, they show a trophy of Black Star in one of the basements. I forget what episode it was, but it is in one of the original Filmation episodes.
And that's a toy line that looks a lot like Universe.
Well,
the body and the arms look like they match. The legs are a little different, but you know, when you look at him, you could really rip off the bottom and pop some master's legs on there, and it looks like he'd be a regular figure.
Well, basically, if I honestly believe if there was no Black Star, there may not have been a Masters, because there's so much that came from Black Star. I mean, you have the two halves of the swords. You have, you know, you Alan Oppenheimer as the voice of the Overlord and Skeletor. I mean, there's just a lot of similarities. Actually, if you remember, a couple of years ago when they did the Queen Marlena figure at San Diego, they had that mission control, like NASA sign of the astronauts that were with her. And I believe I may be wrong. I probably am, but I thought Black Star was one of them. There was one in question that was, I'm pretty sure it was him, but that would have been nice to have him made. I still would love to see him made in there. I do. Yeah, I think he should have some type of place in Masters, a proper place. And as I was just thinking about people, there are a lot of Gargoyle fans out there. Me, I've never seen an episode, so I can't say a lot about it, but I think that it'd be pretty cool to have them in, because that could be a whole new, you know, a whole new good and bad side of any of a whole bunch of guys, characters joining the fight. So, you know, with Masters, you have thousands of different races of people. They would fit in fine. You know, I think they would be pretty cool. Again, I'm not a fan. I've never seen an episode. I don't know how cool or if it is cool, but I know there are a lot of fans out there, and I've seen a lot of fans say that they would like to see them made too, also as in Masters. So, we'll, you know, I don't know any of their names, but, you know, maybe one or two of them would be cool to be made. Sorry.
All right, and then my last character, who is not in any way connected to Masters, but I think fits because of the body, because he's known for being powerful and big. And this one's a little more obscure out there, but King Muscle from Kinnikuman. These are best known as the Muscle figures. They did the tiny little one-inch guys most people are familiar with.
And I got to look that up.
I've got some. If you remember, most of them were pink, but then later on they came out with these other colors.
Figures. Oh, he made a bigger figure.
Okay, that's who this guy is.
Really?
Yeah, he's had like 30 different animated series, albums of music. They've done live-action wrestling shows with people dressed up as characters from the show wrestling each other. Yeah, it's fantastic.
He is a guy
who's, yeah, big and strong, built. He's got that, you know, Masters of the Universe look to him. I think he would just fit perfectly in that 5.5 classic
warrior
style. So, yeah. So that's my last pick.
That's cool. Yeah. It's something I'd have to look into. I never even knew they went further with that than those little. I remember those little guys. I do.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Somewhere I have a DVD of. It's a wrestling show from like 2008, I want to say it is, maybe 2009.
Were you in it?
No. This is from Japan. Okay. Of the guys in the big suits coming out. And like they had some that were just like regular famous pro wrestlers in Japan versus guys in the suits. And then some that's guys in the suits versus each other and stuff that. Yeah. So I'll see if I can find that disc and I'll send you.
That would be sweet. Yeah. Because that's crazy that, you know, legit professional wrestlers said yes to that, you know? Usually people stay away from those type of things, you know, bad publicity because it's so oddball. But no, that's cool. There's no death matches.
I'm actually none of that crazy Japanese stuff.
Those are cool.
I was actually just looking at YouTube real quick, seeing if any of it was available online, but I don't see it. Right. I don't see it on YouTube. So
yeah.
No.
They probably won't let that.
So anyway, so I'll see if I can dig out that.
Yeah, that'd be very nice.
But anyway, good stuff. good stuff. So, all right. Well, that was our topic for tonight. We're talking about vintage Super 7, bringing it back, and some of the stuff we'd like to see fit in with that vintage line. If you guys have any other characters in particular that you'd like to see, you know, let us know. Throw it down in the comments on YouTube. Come by the Facebook page. Check us out on Twitter. You can find us all over the place and let us know. But, Brian, is there any other shout-outs or anything else you want to add before we wrap it up for this week?
Just want to say thanks to Pop Culture Network for letting us do the show again. Come check out Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page. You know, again, you know, let us know everything and anything you want. If it's good or bad, it doesn't make a difference. Feedback is feedback, and any feedback is good feedback, because it just helps to make or create something better if we're doing something wrong or if we can better ourselves. So we love hearing from you and in any way possible. And, you know, if it wasn't for you guys, you know, this wouldn't be made. So I just want to say thanks to everybody out there in the community, because, you know, without the community, this stuff doesn't happen. So, again, thanks to everybody out there. And that's pretty much that I got for this week, man.
All right, that's it for this week. We're going to say thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.